From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. NATO leaders said Wednesday they've agreed to contribute more money to their defense budget. The U.S. spends about 3.5% of its gross domestic product on defense, far higher than that of other NATO members. The U.S. also provides 70% of NATO's budget. At a meeting of heads of NATO countries on Wednesday, President Trump targeted Germany for special criticism. He accused the largest and wealthiest European member of the West's defense alliance of being a captive of Russia because it buys energy from the country.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money for many years back, where they're delinquent, because the United States has had to pay for them. So if you go back 10 or 20 years, you'll just add it all up. It's massive amounts of money is owed. The United States has paid and stepped up like nobody.
With more information on the president's meeting with NATO leaders, VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman.
Trump's provocative comments are seen as calling into question NATO's collective defense principle, while he continues to demand the organization's members contribute more money to the defense alliance that has been the linchpin of the West's post-World War II military cooperation.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money for many years back.
The NATO Secretary General finds himself in the uncomfortable position of trying to bridge differences between the United States and the other 28 members of the alliance.
Steve Herman, VOA News at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
Croatia is going to its first World Cup final. It beat England 2-1 on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The Trump administration is proposing stepping up the pressure on China in a burgeoning trade war. Associated Press correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
The office of the U.S. Trade Representative is proposing 10% tariffs amounting to $200 billion on a list of 6,031 Chinese product lines, ranging from burglar alarms to mackerel. The tariffs would come on top of 25% tariffs imposed by the U.S. just last Friday on $34 billion worth of Chinese products. China responded to last week's round of tariffs with the same amount of tariffs on U.S. imports. The Trump administration says the new levies would be a response to China's decision to retaliate. Mike Gracia, Washington.
The soccer teammates rescued from a flooded cave lost weight, but looked good after their health during their ordeal. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A Thai public health inspector says the 12 boys and soccer coach rescued over the three previous days took care of themselves well in the cave, despite losing weight. They'd made the most of water dripping down the cave walls at the small dry shelf they'd taken refuge on. The four boys rescued Sunday can now eat normal food and walk around, while the four pulled out on Monday are only eating soft food. The public health inspector says three in all have lung infections and are on medicine regimes. The soccer team and their coach were found by a pair of British divers, 10 days into an 18-day ordeal, huddled just above the water, smiling with relief, but visibly skinny. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Trump administration, having missed the Tuesday deadline for reuniting all migrant children under age 5 with their families, will have to update a federal judge on Thursday. Associated Press correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
A California federal judge is telling government officials they need to speed up the process, and that includes less use of DNA testing. Birth certificates and other documentation is sufficient. The American Civil Liberties Union and its attorney Lee Gallant are advocating for the immigrant families.
Just giving the child back to the parent you've taken the child from, streamline the procedures, use those procedures and get this done.
Although the government argues DNA testing is safer and prevents mismatches, it's also creating a problem. Medical ethicists report there may be cases where the DNA doesn't match because the parent isn't really biologically the parent and might have been misled. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Pakistan hosted an unprecedented meeting Wednesday of heads of intelligence agencies from Russia, China, and Iran. They discussed counter-terrorism cooperation, especially against the Islamic State terrorist group in Afghanistan. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.